This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, parents are paying their kids for a new kind of chore. And maybe your kids have already done this. It's digital chores.
Yeah.
What's a digital chore?
Well, like setting up a printer. That's one thing they do. Maybe helping out a parent with online dating profile.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. That's
a little bit, wow.
That's cool.
Yeah. I know. Any kind of profile or something online that they have to do. Cell phones and passwords, like getting them set up.
Okay.
So, cleaning up your apps or maybe your storage on certain things, because a lot of the parents don't know as much about the computers as a lot of the kids do now.
See, this is tough for me because I'm not that parent.
Yeah, you don't understand.
Well, I do understand. That's the problem. I understand how to do all that
stuff. That's what I'm saying. I don't understand, and I know, like, I watch my son play Minecraft. And I'm playing with him, and I'm like, can you come over here and help me set up this character? Because I am lost. And, hey, are we on creative mode or survival mode? Which way? How, can you help me fix that?
Okay.
And he'll come over, and he's like a whiz. Like, it'll take him 2 seconds. I mean, his hands move faster than
yours.
Yes, mine.
The only thing I can identify with there is when it comes to Fortnite, I will go, and my son will ask me to play, and I want to be a good dad, so I want to play with him. So we'll get on, and we usually play in groups of four. So my son will tell the other two friends that are also about his age, 10 or 11, they'll say, hey, listen, my dad is going to play, so we're going to have to carry him. And then they play a game called Protect the President.
Yeah.
And I'm the president,
oh, boy.
And they basically have me stay in a wood box most of the time, and they surround me and keep me alive for as long as they can.
Oh, just like Little League, where you sit on the bench.
Yeah. Sort of like that. Yeah. I'm riding the pine in Fortnite.
Oh.
But as far as setting up a real-life computers and all that stuff, I know how to do that stuff.
Well,
so for me, I would never need to pay anyone, not even my kids, to do it.
That's fine, but there are a lot of people who love the idea of having a, you know, their teen, their savvy kid do it.
Yeah.
And I didn't say because I didn't do it that it's not possible. I just said it's hard for me to put myself in those shoes. I would especially think having your kids set up your dating profile is starting to get in a blurry area.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not good.
But you know what? I will say this. Like, parents have to be on their toes to keep up with the kids when it comes to technology. For example, that Apple screen time thing.
Okay.
It seems that kids are already outsmarting the software, and a lot of parents are talking about this. Parents have shared ways their kids are getting around this feature, which allows parents to set a limit on phones and app use. And the screen time dashboard allows parents to see where the iPhone users spend time and, you know, on their phones and in different apps. Well, apparently, some parents have reported that when their kids would hit their time limit on this, on the game, they would simply delete the app and then re-download it.
Wow, is that easy to beat? That's pretty sad.
Yeah, I know. And then
the geniuses at Apple, that's the best they could come up with?
I guess so. Other parents said their kids, they skirted time limits for using YouTube by sending themselves links to videos on a site through iMessage, and that allows them to go back on iMessage and watch the YouTube.
Well, one thing that's good is we're teaching our kids how to be very clever on the internet.
Exactly. Yeah. But I'm like, they're outsmarting parents. I mean, these parents caught on to it. But I'm like, I read this, and I'm like, there's no way I'll be able to keep up.
I know. And I thought this when you said that parents are getting the kids to do things on their systems or whatever, because I'm thinking, okay, these kids could be switching settings that the parents don't know are being switched, and now they can't keep up with their kid and where they've going. I say just hire a professional.
Kato, here's what's going to happen. The kids are going to set it up, and their parents are going to be on their computer or their iPad or whatever, and they're going to be like, wait a second, I have to get off now?
Yeah.
My child set up limits?
Like, come on!
I can't stay on OkCupid more than 1 hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.